Do you ever wonder why your relationships always start out great, but then turn into a confusing, one-sided mess that leaves you scratching your head and wondering, why do I always attract these people? Maybe you even feel torn between the desire to see it through or the urge to run for the hills. Well, today I am going to explain in detail why your greatest life strength is likely your worst relationship weakness, and give you the three steps needed to stop being taken advantage of by these parasitic freeloaders. Well, hey, my friend, my name is Chris Reese, and I want to welcome you back to another edition of the Building Faith podcast, where it is my hope to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. So if you are not already subscribed, would you go ahead and do so, so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Now, understanding this one problem will help you to recognize why your relationships aren't as mutually beneficial as you'd hoped. So, what is it? It's being solution-oriented, better known as problem-solving. Now, you may be thinking to me, Chris, that's a great quality to have. How could it possibly cause such a problem? Now, look, I get it. As a solution-oriented person myself, I don't like to waste time blaming others or wallowing in self-pity. And if you're anything like me, you don't crumble under pressure, you just get things done. And that is an amazing quality that many people will be drawn to, including toxic, dependent, leeching, narcissists. Are you seeing the problem? While problem-solving is an amazing quality, when it comes to your relationships, your solution focus can actually be the problem. You have a God-given gift of knowing what to do in each situation, and you likely derive joy in helping others to solve their problems. But that's where the true problem can come in. When you find yourself solving the same problems for the same people, and that incredible strength that you once felt so good about is now making you feel used. Your relationships aren't mutually beneficial, and it is draining the life out of you. Your solution-seeking gift is attracting nothing but problem-oriented people like a magnet. Why? Well, because the dynamic works perfectly together. Solution-oriented people don't feel alive unless they are solving problems. So it makes sense that they would be drawn to people who need help. And of course, the problem-oriented person would be attracted to the solution-seeking person because, well, they need solutions. But the bigger problem is they only want your solutions in theory. They have no interest in using your divine wisdom to pull themselves out of the rut. They expect you to do that. They have no interest in being responsible for their own success. They'll rely on you for that. And because it's possible for you to play that role for a long time, ultimately, you then get seen as a problem. Yet, because solutions are what you do best, you stay in the trenches until 5, 10, 20 years go by, and you've wasted your precious gift on someone who squandered it. And at this point, you may be wondering if you've got to squash that solution superpower of yours. Well, the answer? Absolutely not. We need you, problem solvers. But if you do want to flourish in mutually beneficial relationships, you are going to want to harness that strength of yours. Here's how. Number one, assess the problem. If you've determined that the people in your life have a problem for every solution you present, it may be time to stop casting your pearls before pigs. Don't believe me? Go check out Matthew 7:6. Number two, assess the person. Your solution superpower may be ready to aid every needy victim who manipulates you for help, but before you offer your gift, examine the fruit. If it's someone you've had history with and they've shown no fruit from previous solutions, my friend, I want you to re-examine how much energy you want to give to this situation. Set boundaries and always require participation. Remember, just like Jesus in Mark 3:5 told the man with the withered hand, stretch out your hand. People have to do their part, even if it's minimal. And number three, assess their part. Just like a tremendously gifted actor doesn't take on every role that is presented to them. A solution-oriented person shouldn't take on every problem that crosses their path. Look, Satan knows your gift, and he is more than happy to send people your way to distract and disorient you from the true problems that need solutions. So be aware. Narcissistic, toxic people can be lazy, dependent opportunists, especially in relationships. Even if they aren't using you for your super-solving strength, they need people in their life who can take care of themselves because they have zero interest in being responsible to or for you, except where it may make them look good. And that's why boundaries are crucial with these people, so your super strengths can be put to God's use, not their abuse. And if you need to learn how to set boundaries like a boss, my friend, I want to invite you to jump on over to episode 221, where we dive deep into that topic. And if you want to learn how to identify and deal with all the difficult people in your life, I want to invite you to grab a copy of our free Toxic People Survival Guide. This is my gift to you to help you identify and deal with all of these difficult people in your life. So I will go ahead and include a link in the show notes, or you can jump on over to chrisreese.com and grab that valuable resource today.